Cowboys in Carolina this Sunday at noon at Texas Stadium. The Ticket has it covered before and after the game with a countdown to kickoff pregame show and our Cowboys postgame show with Rich Phillips, Dale Hansen, and the Ticket team live on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
4:15 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. We are out in Denton today at Fat Daddy's, and we're joined by Steve Eberhardt.
Hello there.
Historyofcliff.com. And I guess we've spent a little time setting up what historyofcliff.com is and your whole association with it and everything, and really what KLIF was back then. So let's just get going on that day 40 years ago tomorrow and what a fellow might have heard had he been listening to KLIF on that day.
Well, one of the things I wanted to say as we start out here, KLIF was a station that did not have a network at the time. They were their own entity. They did all of the news themselves. A lot of radio stations were affiliates of ABC, CBS, or NBC, something like that.
Right.
So they relied a lot of times on a national exploding story on a network. KLIF never did that. They relied on their own personnel to create the coverage of whatever happened, if it was local or national. In this case, it was both. Just to give you an example of how all of the networks, the national networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, were scrambling when the first bulletins came down, which, if you think back to what happened, the first bulletins were shots were fired.
Right.
Nobody knew what had happened. Did they just fire a gun off in the vicinity of the motorcade? Was somebody shot? Is the president involved? Nobody knew any of that at the moment that they just heard shots were fired. So here is a little montage of what the national radio networks did. And the first one is of NBC. And this guy, you can hear the emotion of the moment in his voice as he's alerting his national affiliates to join in the network. Hit it.
Stations, this is a 30-second hotline bulletin talk-up. Just 25 seconds from now, we'll bring you a hotline bulletin dealing with the president. Several shots were fired near the president in Dallas. A hotline bulletin coming to you in 15 seconds. Stand by all NBC stations. A hotline bulletin in 10 seconds. A hotline bulletin in 5 seconds. This is an NBC News bulletin. Shots were fired near President Kennedy in Dallas. Here is a report from Robert McNeil, NBC News, with the presidential party in Dallas.
Several shots were fired as President Kennedy's motorcade passed through downtown Dallas.
We interrupt this program for a CBS Radio Net Alert Bulletin.
This is Alan Jackson reporting from CBS News headquarters in New York with a bulletin on an incident which just occurred in Dallas, Texas, where President Kennedy is visiting. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were both hit by a would-be assassin's bullets as they toured downtown Dallas in an open automobile a short while ago.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio. Here is a special bulletin from Dallas, Texas. Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas. This is ABC Radio.
Okay, that gives you an example of how the national networks were handling the first moment when this story began to break. Now, here is how it sounded on KLIF in Dallas when they were in the middle of a Rex Jones, they were in the middle of a disc jockey program. Rex Jones was the DJ, just playing records and commercials, having a good time, happy-go-lucky. They know nothing untoward has happened. And then all of a sudden, the first bulletin from the news department goes like this.
This KLIF bulletin from Dallas, three shots reportedly were fired at the motorcade of President Kennedy today near the downtown section. KLIF News is checking out the report. We will have further reports. Stay tuned.
So they go back to they just jump in the middle of the record, do their bulletin, and as you can tell, it's not as dramatic as you might expect. They just have a report of shots being fired, and nobody knows what's going on yet, so they just come on and give that first report.
And at that point, they probably didn't know if it was shots or if it was like a
whatever.
Firecracker or something backfiring.
Nobody knew anything. So they just They put it on the air, not knowing anything. In the meantime, they go back to playing music, and Gary DeLon is the newsman on duty. And here's a little sports connection for you, longtime sportscaster on Ken's TV in San Antonio. Gary DeLon, though, was the newsman on Clip at the time. And so they go back to music. Gary gets busy.
Now what tune were they playing then? Do you know?
Yes, Chiffon's.
One Fine Day.
No, it wasn't One Fine Day. It was I've Got a Boyfriend, a very forgettable song.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
A shift from the 60s. Like I said, a very forgettable song. Okay, we're going to go down to Gary DeLon here, who I talked to a few weeks ago. And he gave me some information. I can hardly read in my writing here. We need Gary DeLon on number 18 there. Play that one.
You know, I alluded to Jock, but I said, I just had a phone call, and I'm confirming it. And it didn't take me over a minute. And surprisingly enough, you know how they are when you call the dispatcher. They say, we can't talk about that. But they knew me over there because that's where I went every day. And they knew my name and knew who I was. And he said, yes, we have had those reports. So that's when we went with it. And then Joe and Roy were on their way back from the airport. And Gordon was already at the trademark.
Okay, that's Gary DeLon, who was the man who was initially reporting it on KLIF, telling me just a little bit of the behind-the-scenes things that were going on. So once he got off the air after the first bulletin, he gets on the telephone, calls the police department, tries to get them to give him some sort of comment, and he uses that on his next one, number 3 here, the second bulletin on KLIF.
We have just received word that shots have been fired at the Kennedy motorcade. We just talked with the police department. Here was that conversation.
Several persons arrived at Parkland, and no information is being given at this time.
But you did have reports of shots being fired.
We had reports, yes, sir.
KLIF News on the department hospital to confirm the reports that someone had been wounded in the firing of shots in the Kennedy motorcade in downtown Dallas. Stay tuned to Cliff News.
And then back to Tommy Rose, everybody.
Yeah, so they just jump right back into another record. And again, they don't really know what's going on. And as the progression of this continues on, it's interesting from a standpoint of listening to the emotion of the voices and the turn in how everything is going, the perception of what is happening here. Because they start out, shots have been fired, we don't know what's going on, we're calling the police department, the police department's giving them just a little tidbit more. And then, you know, as it goes on, every time they come back on, they have a little bit more information. Now, the next one is going to be a report from Joe Long, who was the news director of all McClendon radio stations there, the legendary Joe Long, who really was the man who invented that fast-paced top 40 delivery of news back in the 60s. Joe Long was in a mobile unit and was returning from Love Field, where he was the pool reporter for all Dallas-Fort Worth radio and TV stations. And he was the man who had just been out at Love Field and was broadcasting the arrival of the Air Force One when the president arrived at Love Field. He was on all the Dallas-Fort Worth radio stations as a pool reporter and then got in his mobile news unit and was driving back to the KLIF studios downtown when this all broke.
Let me ask you this question, Steve. Back then, and with the news format, because they had a big news department,
right.
But they didn't really go on and on about news the way talk stations do now. They just come on for like 10 seconds, shots have been fired, and then they go right back to the tune. Is that how they did on covering events? Like when Joe Long was at Love Field, would he just come on and say for like a minute, you know, the plane has landed?
Well, they actually did a long-form broadcast when the plane landed. They were on for about 20, 25 minutes nonstop.
Was that considered a long time?
Yeah, that was interruption of regular programming. They went on at 11:30 or so. And after they finished with that, then they went back to regular programming.
But see, that was the thing about Cliff News back then. They had no compunction whatsoever.
To blow out the records.
Yeah, to blow out the tunes or whatever they were doing for a news event.
Yep, it was as important to them to be newsworthy as it was to play the latest Beatles record. So as time goes on, you kind of get the feel that things are getting a little more serious. Let's go to the third bulletin. This includes a mobile news report from a mobile news cruiser of KLIF's Joe Long. Hit it.
And now we take you to Joe Long in KLIF Mobile News Unit number 4 in downtown Dallas.
The latest information, and things are rather confused at this moment, shots definitely were fired at the presidential motorcade as it passed through downtown Dallas. All squads are converging code 3 in the area of Elm and Houston in downtown. There is a tentative description of the shooting suspect, a man, a white male, believed to be approximately 30 years old, reportedly armed with a 30-caliber rifle. How many shots were fired? How many persons, if any, were struck and wounded? We do not know yet. Very close-mouthed officials now clamping down on the entire story. We'll bring you what details are available just as quickly as they come into our possession. Joe Long, Mobile News Unit number 41190 and out.
And see, you know, even doing a mobile news report, there's a little promotional and production value to it. Cliff,
yeah.
Mobile news unit number 4, 1190 and out. Very interesting the way they did a lot of that sort of thing.
And that was very in tune with the delivery style.
Absolutely.
That they used, too. I mean, Joe Long was really the guy that set the tone for all that anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's amazing how what they probably had to do to get that mobile unit up on the air, Torres. If that happened now, you just reach in your pocket, you pull out your cell phone, and you call in, and you're on in a matter of seconds.
Right. So that as the time goes on there, you see how they're kind of progressing along. Now they're getting a little bit more information. We know that the radio station has information that they've got a suspect already from some of the eyewitnesses on the scene. And as we go on, then you just get more information. The fourth thing here is going to be a little bit of Rex Jones. He was the DJ on it, and he then begins to also reflect upon what is going on. So the fourth bulletin now.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take a break, and we will hear that when we come back.
Very good.
More with Steve Eberhardt of historyofcliff.com next here on The Ticket.